Hi there on this very first day of August. I'm very excited to have you here. And maybe this is your first time listening to Pray Every Day. Well, this is brought to you by the patrons of Pray Every Day. So thank you. A big shout out to those who have sponsored the podcast and help it get into the earbuds of folks all over the world. So if you're interested in helping be a part of that, I would so appreciate it. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday and you'll receive free art if you support at the $10 level and a secret podcast at the $25 level. So thanks so much in advance for doing that. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you who have helped the podcast. It's been great. All right, so we are continuing our lives through the book of Acts, and we are in Acts chapter 15, verses 7 through 12, and this is what it says. This month, I'm reading through the New American Standard Bible, which is the Bible that I started reading when I first became a Christian, so all the phraseology of it kind of brings back memories for me, so here we go. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brethren, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, cleansing their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you put God to the test by placing upon the neck of the disciples a yoke which neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, and in the same way as they also are." All the people kept silent, and they were listening to Barnabas and Paul as they were relating what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, once again, we see the gospel at forefront in Paul's mind and Barnabas's mind. And the beautiful part of the gospel is it's for everybody. It is not only for one particular type of people, it's for all. And the Holy Spirit isn't just for specific folks, it's for all. And I particularly thank you for that today, because I don't know where I would be without your Spirit. Lord, I pray for the person today who needs comfort from your Spirit. Your Spirit is also known as the Comforter, the one who salves wounds, who helps us on our healing journey, the one who convicts us of sin when that's necessary, the one who is with us, who will never leave us, never forsake us. We carry around God with us at every moment, because we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to thank you for that. And I pray for my friend who's struggling, that they would just kind of reawaken to that knowledge, that understanding that you are with us forever. You have given us your Spirit as a pledge, a down payment for heaven, so to speak, and we can walk in newness of life. We don't have to be held back by our past. We don't have to be controlled by our trauma or our pain. We can walk in the Spirit and experience such joy and peace and patience and kindness and all those good fruits of the Spirit. Lord, thank you for the gift of it. And thank you, too, that you will cleanse our hearts by faith. I love that phraseology in today's passage. For those who feel they need that cleansing today, and I always need it. I know that my heart bends towards selfishness, and I need that cleansing so that I don't look out only for my own interests, but for the interests of others. That I would love with abandon and love well the people in my life. Lord, I pray for those too who are anxious today. I understand that so very much, and having battled an ulcer and the anxiety that definitely touches my body, I know that this is a very real thing. And so, Lord, I pray that more than anything, that you would just be that peace that passes all understanding, that you would infuse us with that today. We could walk forward today, letting our anxieties go, letting our worries and tensions go, releasing them to you and to your hands, because you're better able to carry them than we are. So we lay all that down to, before you today, and ask that you would give us your light burden, that you would bear the yoke with us. Thank you that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus. And that is something that we stand on today. Your grace is sufficient for us. Your power is made perfect in our weakness. Most gladly, we'd rather boast about our weaknesses, that your power would richly dwell in us. Lord, we find ourselves, even though it's hard, to be well content with weaknesses and insults and distresses and persecutions for your sake, because when we are weak, that is when we are strong. Thank you for that promise in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, that it is not our strength that causes us to be strong Christians. It's our weakness that causes us to rely on your strength that dwells so gloriously within us. So I thank you for that, Jesus. I love you so much. I pray all of this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are amazing. And I almost said beautiful. I know there's some men out there listening and they're like, oh, I don't know if I want to be called beautiful, but you know what? You are. You are beautiful. And you are beautifully and wonderfully and powerfully and amazingly made by the God who fashioned you in your mother's womb. Rest in that today.